2 of Chevron 8. And I know it's second day in a row, second podcast, but I am trying out a new program and I'm hoping it'll work this time a little bit better than it did yesterday. But tonight's episode is titled The Good Old Doc, and it's in honor of one of my favorite cast members that's no longer with us. But we'll get to that later on. To start off the program, I wanted to give some news out. First, from Gate World, today I did notice that they had some new photos up, both SG-1 and Atlantis cast photos. They've got some really good new ones right now. They've also got some interviews up right now as well. One with actually Gary Chalk, who plays Chekhov on the show. And they've also got some episode photos from upcoming season 10 episodes. So go check those out on gateworld.net. And then from scifiworld.net, there are going to be tons of new wallpapers. I mean, I think today alone they posted something like 20 new wallpapers. So I would seriously go check those out if you can. Scifi.com has actually started something. Actually, it's going to be in conjunction with the channel, with Scifi, the Scifi channel. And what it is actually SG-1 themed Mondays. Basically, they're going to have like, it's kind of like that four-hour block of programming they've done, but instead of showing the seasons in order, they're taking themes. And actually, it's starting this coming Monday, the 26th, and the theme for this Monday is Best of the Bad Guys. It should be pretty interesting. It all starts 7/6 Central. And also, the premiere, in case you guys don't know, for the new seasons of Atlantis and SG-1 is July 14th. That day is also something else that's going to be coming out, and that is the fact that, I don't know if any of you guys know about the Get in the Gate sweepstakes that they hold every year. They're doing it again this year, and I guess they're doing kind of as a cross-promotional thing with the new season starting, because it's going to start that day. And you can get on, in order to enter the contest, you can go, it's just www.scifi.com, and then you just, it's /get-in-the-gate, and that's all you have to do. It should take you to the page, and you can look at updates for there. It is actually up already, but it's going to be just giving you the date and any kind of information there. I think they've got some contest rules and stuff up there as well. So that's what they've got so far on Scifi. Not much else as far as news goes there. Now there's, I checked actually today, I did check on anything I could find for the Alliance game, and pretty much it's the same thing that we've seen before. No real news. Everything's kind of been in limbo with that. And I did check on Stargate Worlds, the MMORPG game. No news on that yet, but there are some really cool new concept arts up. And also, one of the new wallpapers up on Scifi World is actually a concept art from Stargate Worlds. So that's just something that you might want to check out. They're kind of cool that they're kind of promoting it there as well. There's some other stuff too. There's some new videos out. If anybody wants to check it out, I don't know if you may not have access to Scifi Channel, but they've actually got some funny new, really cool kind of promo commercials that have been running on the channel. But in case you guys can't access it, there is a way that you can pull them off of the web. There's a website. It's called www.youtube.com. That's youtube.com. And they've actually got all three of them that are there so far. If you guys need the actual links, just go ahead and email me on Podomatic, and I can go ahead and send you those links. Also, scifi.com, their Scifi Pulse channel, which is their online broadband video channel. I think I said something about it last night, but just to remind you guys, they've got some outtakes from old seasons past for Stargate. So check those out as well. Okay, now on to the main thing for tonight. I'm going to do an artist pick every week. Basically, I'm going to make this a weekly, a Friday weekly ep or Saturday weekly ep. But it's basically once a week, so about 4 episodes a month. You're getting 2 this week because it's just starting out and kind of trying things out, but it's definitely going to be about 1 a week. And every week, I'm going to choose an actor. They may be one of the big names, like Amanda Tapping, Chris Judge, maybe one of the main actors, but it also may be one of the old actors that's no longer with there, a guest spot actor, somebody that I want to highlight. And somebody that I have missed a long time. As much as I love the new doctor on the show, Dr. Lamb, I miss Terrell Rothery as Dr. Frazier. So I chose her to actually highlight this week and miss some of the stuff that she, from her being on the show, but I do have some news on her front as well. A couple things that she's getting involved in right now. She has, a new show that she's kind of being, she's doing the whole, she's not a lead or anything on it, but she does play a supporting role. It's this new show on ABC Family. The show is called Kyle XY. It's kind of in the vein of John Doe. I don't know if you've ever saw that show. Basically, it's about this kid that finds himself in the woods, doesn't know where he's at or anything like that. So, kind of ends up being like this genius and everything. And Terrell Rothery plays his next door neighbor, and she's kind of that preppy, prissy, snobby mom. So, but her daughter kind of ends up in the pilot episode. She kind of falls for him in a little bit, at least towards the end of the episode. But if you guys want to check out, the pilot episode is actually free and available right now. I don't know how long it's going to be available free, but it is available right now on iTunes. Again, the show is Kyle XY. Didn't see anything on Terrell's website about the show, but and it's not listed in her bio yet, but it doesn't look like she's updated in a while, so that may be in the works. Some other Terrell Rothery news. She's going to be in a movie with Nathan Fillion from Firefly, and that's actually a sequel to White Noise, basically White Noise 2, but that's one of the movies that she's going to be involved in. There's also a Lifetime movie that she's going to be doing. It's a take on why the Amber Alert system was created in the United States. It's right now it's titled Amber and Nicole. Filming started in April, so who knows, it may be done by now. I haven't found an air date on it yet. As soon as I do, I'll let you guys know so you can check it out. But that's the Terrell Rothery news for the week. I hope I hear more from her soon. I hope she gets more work. She's a brilliant, one of the best actors that I loved from the show anyway. And I think some of her best work was actually the final episode, Heroes, that she was in. It was just an amazing episode. If you guys haven't watched that yet, I can't believe it. And you need to check it out. Lastly, I'm going to actually try and highlight a theme or a fan site every week as well. And this week, I'm highlighting my favorite Home Away From Home, like I told you guys about last night. And it's Ozgate. Basically, if you guys haven't checked it out, you guys really need to. They've got some amazing stuff on there. The community on that website is just some, they've helped me through so much. And, you know, very accepting. They're just some of the best people that I've ever gotten to know and had the pleasure to become friends with. But it's just, it's a great show, a great website. They've got, like I said, they've got quizzes on every single episode. They've got games, a little bit of a role-playing kind of environment. There's just so many things on there that you can do. But it's just, it's created by some really great guys. They actually do some stuff for the fan conventions every year at GateCon. I'm hoping to actually make it up there one day and meet them at the booth that they're going to have there. But check it out. It's ozgate.net. And if you stop on by, my tag or ID on there is Kajel, and that's K-A-J-E-L. So just send me a message, and I'll check you out if you show up on the website. So, but that's the fan site of the week is Ozgate. And like I said before, there are going to be some spoilers, and I was going to do one again this week, and I was going to do it for an episode titled Line in the Sand. But since I already gave you guys one last week, and it was a pretty huge one, I mean last night, and it was a pretty huge one, I'm going to go ahead and not do one tonight. But if you do want to check out the spoiler information on the one that I was going to do, it's Line in the Sand, and you can get all the spoiler information off of Gate World. As far as I can tell, the only other news that I wanted to mention is from Doctor Who. Just a little bit of information for those of you in the U.S. that don't know it. Rose is not going to be, after this next season, she's not going to be on the show anymore. So it'll be interesting to find out what happens with her on Doctor Who. Well, it's been fun, guys, and I hope you guys keep listening. And I will check you out next time. You all have a great evening.